Hey y'all, welcome to another episode of the Confident Podcast, where we talk about mental health at a godly level with your host, Miss Emily Dell. So today we're going to be talking about hardships and honestly, the pains of life. How do we as Christians or maybe non-believers or maybe you're a new believer, right? How do we deal with the pains of life? How do we deal with every single day, you know, having something new that we have to worry about or having something in our lives that occurs and now we have to be like, wow, this is happening. How do we react to it? How do we properly react to it? Right, and I want to focus on that little part right there. How do we properly react to it? A lot of people are, you know, brought up and taught that, oh no, you know, whatever you're going through, you just have to suck it up, you know, bottle it up and just leave it for later. And I've been there, I've done that, you know, part of me kind of learned that growing up. And as time passed and I started learning about my mental health, I started learning more about mental health and, you know, understanding the pains of life, I began to understand that doing that was just harming me and was just making it worse. And due to that, I had to go through a whole healing process, you know, because I was so used to bottling up all of my emotions, you know, crying. Who cares about crying? Just suck it up and move forward, right? And that's not the perfect approach. It's not the right way to look at it. The right way to look at it is, yes, you need to get up and keep forward. I'm not telling you to, you know, like give up, obviously not. But I'm also telling you that if you need to cry, you cry. If you need to, you know, talk to someone, if you need to write things down, if you need to take a minute for yourself, that is perfectly okay. Okay, and today we're just kind of gonna talk about a little bit of my experiences, how I've coped with hardship, how I've coped with things that have come into my life that have affected me and have made me not weak, but have made me vulnerable, because that's something that I also want to focus on, is that weak is not vulnerable. If you're vulnerable, that doesn't mean you're weak. That means you're strong, because you're allowing yourself to experience and feel everything that you need to feel. Okay, and I just wanted to clarify that there. And something that I want to say is, we all go through pains in this life. We all go through experiences that harm us and affect us and completely change us as human beings. Okay, we go through situations, right? It could be health-wise, it could be academically, it could be relationship-wise, friendship-wise, right? There's so many things in this world that affect us so much that we end up being like, oh my gosh, how do I deal with this? How do I cope with this? What do I do with this now? What's happening? And even some of us might even blame it on God. We might be like, God, why did you do this to us? And God didn't do anything, okay? The things that happen to us is not from God. The bad things that happen to us is not from God, okay? The good things are from God, but the bad things are not. The bad things come from the devil, from mankind decisions, from our decisions, and for the places that we put ourselves in life, right? We also have to be mindful of that, because the word says, and I talked about this when, you know, the podcast kind of begun and I was talking about, what does God say about mental health? God says to guard your heart, okay? Because you are the one that's making the decision to be in a relationship when you knew that person was going to harm you. And now you're experiencing so much pain, this and that. Obviously, you might go into a relationship not even knowing what's going to happen. But when you start seeing those signs of that person starting to harm you, you should depart yourself from that person. And that's the process of guarding your heart. And if you fail to do that, there's going to be more pains in your life. There's going to be more hardships. And it's not that God just didn't want it to work out. It's just that that person was not the right person for you. And you have to keep that in mind. The same thing with friendships, right? You might not know at the beginning that they are horrible people, okay? And they're gonna envy you and they're gonna treat you bad and they're gonna demean you. You might not know that at the beginning, But you need to keep in mind that you have to notice the signs of people. People show you signs, and I'm the first one that has failed miserably with friendships and just people overall. You know, like noticing the good people, noticing the bad people. It's been very hard for me, and I end up always choosing the bad people. I don't know why. But I've chosen the bad people because I've been very gullible. I've been very vulnerable with the wrong people. And due to that, I have, you know, failed in friendships. And people have hurt me in numerous ways. And at the end of the day, I'm not gonna blame that on God. I blame that on the devil, and I blame that on their decisions and my decisions. Because the moment that I started seeing that they were not going to treat me right, the moment that I was seeing that they, how they acted, I should have departed myself from them immediately. And I failed to do that. Because I failed to do that, the pains of life come, the hardships come because of those situations. Okay? There's also situations that you can't do anything about it, right? For instance, if there comes a very terrible health issue in your family, and maybe it's you, maybe it's a family member, right? And there's no cure, they're sick, something happens to their health, obviously you're not at fault of that. Maybe the person is at fault of that, right? You know, the person that has it, maybe they're at fault of that. Or maybe they're not. You know, maybe they weren't taking themselves right. Maybe they weren't doing the right things. Hey, maybe it's not even their fault at all. Maybe it's just something that the devil has thrown at them, right? And those are the things that we have to understand. Obviously, in the health situation, maybe it's not your fault. It's probably not your fault, right? Or maybe it is because you weren't taking care of yourself. So that's the whole point of today. Today, we're going to be talking about how we have to understand that some hardships, it could be our fault, but also it could also not be your fault. And that we shouldn't focus on whose fault it is, but more so on how to process it, how to deal with it, and how to be vulnerable with oneself. Okay? So before we get started on that, I kind of gave a pretty long introduction there, but I just really wanted to kind of say that because I feel like if whoever's going to be listening to this, whoever's going to be seeing this, you need to understand that everyone's going through crap. Everyone is going through crap. I'm going through crap, and I'm right here talking to you about hardships when there's hardships going on in my life, right? And it's going to make me cry, but I'm not going to cry, okay? But we have to understand that things are going to come, things are going to happen. But we have to understand that we need to process those emotions. We need to endure those emotions. We need to endure those hardships. We have to be strong. And I feel like everyone has heard this. Oh no, you have to be strong. And being strong does not mean that you don't cry. It does not mean that you just bottle it up. No, when it comes to really being strong, the only way that you can show that you're being strong is to show your vulnerability. And the way to show your vulnerability is by crying, by writing a poem, reading a book, doing something that alleviates that pain, that helps you heal. Personally, I love reading the Bible. I love worship. I love praying. That's my thing. And as a Christian, you know, I grew up as a Christian. And growing up as a Christian, that's also helped me. Right? My faith has been everything to me. And if you're a new believer, you might start feeling this. You're like, oh my gosh, yeah, I feel that. I get that. And maybe if you're not a non-believer, right? You're not a Christian, right? You might be like, oh, well, I don't know about that. Well, maybe give it a shot, right? Maybe give it a shot, because being a Christian, believing in God, praying, worshiping, those are the things that have helped me cope, that have helped me endure, that have helped me process my emotions. Those are the things that have allowed me to be here standing right here in front of you today and telling you I've gone through it and God's helped me. And people have no idea the things that a person goes through. And I just want to put that out there. You have no idea what I go through. You have no idea what the person next to you goes through. But just remember, when you're going through something or when you see someone going through something, remind them of this. Vulnerability is key. Process that emotion, heal that feeling. And if you have not watched the episodes where I was talking about healing, please go ahead and watch those, because it's very important to this episode. Okay, so before we fully get started, that was a really big introduction, but before we really get started, let's pray. And from there, we're gonna get onto some Bible verses and just kind of talk a little bit. All right? So wherever you are, if you can please raise up your hands, close your eyes. Obviously, if you're driving, please don't die. Don't do it. Don't die. if you can, or if you're at work, you know, be careful. You don't want to get caught by the boss. Right? So do it, obviously, proper. Okay? So if you can, close your eyes, lift up your hands, and just focus on Jesus. Focus on Jesus. Let's pray. So God, we come into your presence and we thank you for this day. We thank you for your glory. We thank you because you're with us every single day. We thank you because today you're going to allow us to have a little bit of a therapy, my God. Today you're going to allow us to endure these hardships, my God. You're going to help us with the pains of life. You're going to help us, my God. Today your word will show us what to do and how to cope and how to deal with it, my God. My Lord, today your glory will be shown and you will impact the lives of all those people that are listening and watching, including mine and my family's. My God, your glory will be shown today. My Lord, bring your glory down to us, my God, and show us the truth and bring us healing and bring us peace. My Lord, heal our hearts, heal our minds, my God. And heal our lives, my Lord, and allow us to live a more fruitful life, a life full of blessings and happiness, my God. Allow us to be freed from the pains of life, my God. Bring us peace into our lives, my Jesus. I declare that upon every single person that's listening, and I just declare the wisdom of Solomon to know how to act in every relationship, friendship, and every decision, my God. My Lord, may your glory be shown, and may you take control of our lives, my God, because you are the only one that knows how to do this life right. Thank you, my God, for your glory, and we cover this prayer, we cover our lives, and everything that is good, my Lord, with your blood, your holy arm, and your oil, my Jesus. In the name of Jesus, my God, amen, amen, and amen. That was so powerful. So, let's start with, what does it mean to endure hardship? Okay, so we're going to start with 2 Timothy 4:6. Okay, and I'll give you guys a few seconds to get there. And while I wait for you guys to get there, while I was praying, I really felt that people are experiencing so many things. There's so many things that are happening. People are suffering in a numerous ways every single day. And because time is going so fast, things are happening so quickly, there's so much stress going on, there's so many things that it's like a non-stop appointment, this, that, and I feel that, and I feel that every single day because I understand that. And because of that, we have forgotten that we need to take time to heal. We need to take time to process our emotions. We need to take time to process the things that are harming us. We need to take time to say, I don't feel good right now, I need a break. We need to understand that. And I'm here doing this episode today because honestly, I have to do this episode today because this is hitting home. Every time I do an episode, it's about something that hits home to me, something that has affected me, something that has to do with me. Right? Because I want to be able to be vulnerable with you. I want to be able to express my feelings, to express how I feel, and to just show you that vulnerability is real, and that I'm a real human being, and that you can also endure, and that you can also heal. Okay? I want to be that living testimony for you. Okay? So, 2 Timothy 4:6. Hope you got there. And it says, I'm reading the ESV version, by the way. It says, "For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure has come." I love that. And I have here something, a little like excerpt, okay, that I found online, but I'd love to read it with you. It says, 2 Timothy contains the poignant testimony of the Apostle Paul, who says his life is being poured out like a drink offering, and the time of death has come. In verse 5, he says, "But you, Timothy, keep your head in all situations, endure hardship, do the work of an evangelist, discharge all the duties of your ministry." Wow. So in verse 2 Timothy 4:5, it says, "But you keep your head in all situations, endure hardship, do the work of an evangelist, discharge all the duties of your ministry." But just keep in mind what is being said. "But you keep your head in all situations. Do not lose your mind." That's so important, and endure every hardship. So, and this is something that a lot of people take as a misconception when they read this, and it says, "But you keep your head in all situations. Do not lose your mind." Okay? And when you hear that, and a lot of people misinterpret this because, like, oh yeah, just don't lose your mind. Right, that's why people end up bottling up their emotions and this and that. And no, it's telling you the complete opposite. Don't lose your mind. It's pretty much telling you, don't lose your mind. Keep your head in all situations. Don't lose your mind. How do you not lose your mind? The only way is by processing the hardships, is by processing your emotions, is by saying, okay, I feel sad right now. Okay, I'm gonna cry. I'm gonna talk to God. I'm gonna pray. I'm gonna read the Bible. I'm gonna listen to worship. I'm gonna watch that movie that I've been wanting to watch. I'm gonna sleep all day. I'm gonna go out. I'm gonna ask some friends to go out and have some fun. I'm gonna go to the gym. Whatever makes you feel you, whatever transforms you. For example, for me, I love going to the gym. That's something that's giving me therapy. I love watching shows. To me, series, that's like the most amazing thing for me. Okay, I love it. I just get distracted and I kind of like zone out. I love that. And that brings me inner healing. Because something that I struggle with, a pain of mine, is too much work, overload of stress. And that's how I cure that stress. I watch Netflix, I pray, I worship, I talk to God. I do these podcasts. Okay, this is also therapy for me. Okay. I paint too, right? I love painting. That's something that gives me mental peace, right? And that's something that allows me to endure my hardship. And that's how I process my emotions. I've been painting and crying at the same time. And that's how I had to process an emotion in a part of my life, right? A moment in my life where I was in an unhealthy relationship. I painted and I was crying while I was painting. But that helped me heal, right? That helped me process what was going on in my life at that very moment, right? And in other situations, right, I've painted when I felt stress. I've painted when I have felt very down, and that's helped me, and I've worshiped, right? And every time I paint, I put on worship, and I just kind of listen to it, and I just kind of, you know, go into my paints, and I go all out. I go all out for it. But yeah, right? So that's something that helps me. That's something that heals me from situations. Because if I'm painting, I might start crying, but I'm processing it. And it's like this very peaceful thing. And I also love going to the beach. The beach is also something else that's very peaceful to me. That brings me peace. That brings me, that makes me calm. Okay, that helps me process my emotions. Sometimes when I feel overwhelmed, or when there's so many things going on in my life, I like to sit in the back of my truck, right, in the bed of my truck, and just look out into nothing. I like riding bike. That's very liberating. I love doing that as well, right? So you have to understand that you need to process your emotions, and I've needed to learn to process my emotions, because the moment that I don't process my emotions, that I just kind of put myself in a little ball and I don't process it and I just kind of suck it up, buttercup, that's the moment where everything goes down. I feel depressed. I have an overload of anxiety. My health declines. I start overeating. And that's all because I have not healed and I've not processed something that's going on in my life. And I've had cycles in my life where that has been me. And I need to understand, and you need to understand, I think everyone needs to understand this, that we need to process when it occurs. Someone demeans you, someone is bullying you, right? For my teenagers out there that are listening to this, that are in high school, middle school, elementary school, if you're listening to this and you're in elementary school, hey, I'm talking to you too. Even though you're a little child, I was a little child and I experienced a lot of crap, a lot of bullying, a lot of things that hurt me. And the moment that they hurt you, you need to process that. You need to heal from that, because if not, you're going to carry it until it's so much harder to carry, because now you're tired from carrying it all this time and it's harder to heal from it, to be liberated from it. And that was me, because I didn't know, like, I just sucked at a buttercup, right? And then I met God, and then, you know, that kind of helped me. But I didn't realize that I needed to process my emotions. I didn't realize that I needed to stop putting it all in and just letting it go. And a verse that I love is Matthew 11:28, and it says, if I give you my yoke, you will give me your yoke, which is easier to handle. That's what God promises. God promises that if you give me your yoke, I'll give you my yoke, which is easier to handle. That's the whole verse, and that's the whole point. If you give me your burdens, I'll give you my burdens, which are easier to handle. And his burdens are nothing. In the sense of, and I'm gonna repeat this because I just wanted to clarify this. And when it comes to his burdens, it's not that, oh yeah, he has to deal with the entire world and everything. No. It's not that. The burdens he's talking about is his desires, because God is perfect. And if he gives us that perfection and he just takes up all the imperfect from us and the things that are happening and the things that are causing us pain, the sadness and all that, he just gives us happiness because he's happiness, right? That's what it means. That's what it means when it comes to burdens. That's what it means, that God's gonna take all that sadness away. He's gonna give you happiness, because he's happiness, he's perfection, he's everything you need, okay? And I think that's so amazing. And I just remind myself every single day of that verse, because it's true. And that's how I cope with things. I'm like, God, Matthew 11:28. And I repeat Matthew 11:28. And I paint and I worship and I pray and I talk to God and I go on bike rides and I sit in the back in the bed of my truck and I look out and I just look out into the world and I talk to friends and, you know, and I text people and I call people and I try to do stuff and I go out and I go to the gym, which I'm very proud of myself because I'm going to the gym every single day right now, which is amazing. Every morning, and I'm very proud of myself. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm eating better, which is amazing, right? And I'm proud of myself, and I'm proud of the little steps that I'm making to bettering myself, because now I'm healing from what I didn't heal at that very moment. And I need to get used to healing at the moment, because that's what's gonna help my mental health, that's what's gonna help my health, and that's what's gonna help me. And I'm trying to live every single day like that. I go through something, let's process it. I'm going through that, let's process it. And sometimes I don't want to process it. Sometimes I just want to disappear into thin air and just not process it and just like overload myself with work. But I know that doesn't work. I know that's gonna affect me. I know that's not giving me peace. I know that that's not bringing me life. It's not bringing me good if I just put it up all inside. If I just grab and just put it all inside, that's not bringing me good. That's not bringing me peace. That's not bringing me happiness whatsoever. It's bringing me pains. It's causing harm to myself. And that's what we have to understand, that we need to process it. We need to find a way to process that, right? Some people, what they do to process it is they talk, or they write something, or they share something. okay? And sometimes, and I've shared with you my painting, I've shared with you all these things that I do, but another thing that I do is I write poems. And I've said this multiple times already, I think on this on the podcast, but I write poems. And when I just feel like I need to go, I need to get out, I write poems. And I mean, I have very incredible, I have a very, you know, personal poem, but, and I'm gonna read just a little bit of it, just to share it with you, because, I mean, it's true, and I felt like this, and I just want to be vulnerable with you today, and it's called I Want to Run, and I'm just gonna read, like, the little, like, first part. The urge to run consumes me. My thoughts overwhelm me to the point of destruction. What if I could just run? The whole point of that poem was to flee from my burdens, flee from the overworking, flee from the things that weren't bringing me happiness, and those feelings that were consuming me, those that overwhelming pains that were coming because of everything that I endured, and I didn't process it. That's what happens when you don't process it. And at that moment, I kind of broke, and I just wrote this down. And it's honestly, it's so good. And it is good. Actually, I'm gonna finish reading it. I'll read it fully now. But this is how I have, you know, expressed myself. And I'm gonna fully read it, because I think it's very important to know this. So let's read it, that part again. The urge to run consumes me. My thoughts overwhelm me to the point of destruction. What if I could just run? Run away from all worries, run away from all issues. Why can't I just run? I am sick and tired of not having an adventure. What is fun? Is it even real? Is it something that I could actually enjoy? How come I have never truly felt it? All I have felt is a burden and the urge to run. Why can I not live at least a little a day? My day is a never-ending cycle of work. Why can't I just run? Men pleased it to a limit. The flesh pleased it to a limit. Food pleased it to a limit. Yet it isn't enough. I need fun, actual fun, not just a distraction. Why can't I just run? So that's my poem. And it's very deep. It's very deep, and it's true. You know, sometimes we feel like that. Sometimes we feel like, why can't we just run away from everything? Why can't we just be free of everything? Why can't we just, you know, feel better about it? Just get out, just run away, just feel better about the things that are going on in our lives. And when God comes in, he's like, you feel like that? Let me give you the escape. And that's what I'm talking about. When we go to God, okay, we feel that escape. So if you're a non-believer, I mean, you obviously don't know about this, but I'm sharing with you my experience. When I go to God, I flee from it. I run. I feel that I ran away from those burdens. When I pray, when I worship, every time I feel so frustrated, I pray. That's me. I'm that type of person. I might be in an argument with someone. I might be arguing with someone, and I just feel so frustrated. I pray. And I start crying. But that's how I release. That's how I heal. That's how I feel better. And that's how God has allowed me to feel better. I pray. I worship. You know, I do all those things that I mentioned, and I write these poems because they allow me to express myself. They allow me to express what I'm feeling, understand what I'm feeling. I'm feeling sadness, anger. I just want to run away, and I understand the cause and the reason and the origin of why I feel the way that I feel. And that's something that I think we all need to do, right? Maybe you don't know how to write a poem, but you can maybe write down how you feel, or maybe you can talk to someone that you know that you really can be vulnerable with, that you can truly trust, okay? And if you don't know who to trust, well, you should definitely watch the What Does God Say About Trusting People episodes that we did on the podcast, because they're very good and they allow you to understand who you should be vulnerable with, who you should be trusting, and how does trust actually work, okay? So keeping that in mind, you can talk to someone, you can talk to God, okay? That's another good one, right? That's a poem that I shared with you, okay? Because I just need to write it down at that very moment. But sometimes I can just say it to God, and sometimes I can't talk, and so I write it down. And so it's just how you feel, but you need to learn that you need to process it. You can't just go on life and just holding it in to the point where you're literally choking on it. You're choking on every single thing that you're holding in. And I think, and that's something that's just extremely important. Because if you keep on holding it in, if you keep on not letting yourself go, not freeing yourself from it, you're going to be affected. You're going to be hurt. Okay, so let's read 2 Corinthians 11:23-28, and I'll give you guys a few seconds to get there. Okay, and again, I'm going to be reading from this article, which is super good. I love these articles. So let's start from here. So while you're getting there, I'm going to start reading a little bit. There was no better man than Paul to give advice about endurance under suffering for the Lord Jesus. Paul had been imprisoned, beaten, stoned, shipwrecked, hungry, cold, and destitute. I think I said that right. Okay, so just kind of give you a little background. So let's read the verses. Again, it's 2 Corinthians 11:23-28. I'm reading the ESV version. It says, "Are they servants of Christ? I am a better one. I am talking like a madman, with far greater labors, far more imprisonments, with countless beatings, and often near death. 5 times I received, at the hands of the Jews, 40 lashes, less one. 30 times I was..." I think kind of cut off. Three times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. A night, a day, I was adrift at sea. On frequent journeys in danger from rivers. Danger from robbers. Dangers from my own people. Danger from Gentiles. Danger in the city. Danger in the wilderness. Danger at sea. Danger from false brothers. In toil and hardship through many a sleepless night, in hunger and thirst, often without food, in cold and exposure. And apart from other things, there is a daily pressure on me of my anxiety for all the churches." I mean, I don't know about you, but reading this makes me like, wow. It just makes me go, wow. Why does it make me go wow? Let me explain to you why it makes me go wow. Okay. God was with Paul at all moments, right? And God didn't make Paul experience any of this. This was not God's doing. And Paul experienced all these things because he loved Christ. He was persecuted, he was beaten, he was hurt in all the ways that I just described and I talked about, right? And this is in 2 Corinthians, like, I don't know if you could see it. Maybe I put it closer. I don't know if you guys can see that. But well, it's 2 Corinthians. That was written by Apostle Paul, okay? And he's like, am I a better one? I'm talking like a madman. I've been through this and this and this, right? Are you a better Christian? And he went through hell and back, and we go through hell and back. Maybe not the way he did, but we go mental battles. The mental battles, right? Back then, it was a lot more physical, the pains that we experienced as people. But now, it's more mental battles. The mental battles that are present, the mental attacks, the mental health issues that are present can even come to these extremes, can come to these experiences, to these pains. And Paul endured. And I think that's what is so powerful. And it says here, in spite of all this and more, Paul managed to endure the suffering, finish the race, and keep the faith. That's very important to know. Okay? As a Christian, as a new believer, and maybe you're a non-believer, but listen to this. Having faith in God, our faith is what pushes us to heal. It's what pushes us to process our emotions. It's what pushes us to endure. It's what pushes us to get up after we felt pain. The faith that we have in God is what gets us up in the morning. Okay? Having faith in God is what gets people from having depression to being free from depression. People with anxiety to be free from anxiety. People with mental health issues that are severe to be free of it. Because of the faith that we have in God. And He can do all things. We can do all things in Christ. He can do all things. Nothing is impossible for Him. And if we learn that and we have faith in Him, everything will be possible. And if you're a non-believer listening to this, maybe you need a little faith. Maybe you do. And I'm not forcing anybody anything, but that's what I know has worked for me, and that's what I'm sharing with you. I have healed myself in numerous ways from things that I've experienced, things that I've lived, and I'm gonna say it. I'm a very sentimental person. I'm not weak-minded, but I'm very, what's the word? Very emotional. That doesn't mean I'm weak-minded. I just want to clarify that. That doesn't mean you're weak-minded if you're emotional. But I am emotional. I'm sentimental. I cry a lot, right? I feel a lot. I love a lot. I feel sad, right? Like, when I feel sadness, I feel it, like, to my core. When I feel happiness, I feel it to my core. When I love to my core. My emotions are so heightened, that when I experience something, maybe it's little, or maybe it is pretty big, it hurts. It hurts me, and I need to cope with it instead of just bottling it up. And I think that's what you need to understand, that we need to stop bottling it up and come to reality and say, God is with me. I have faith. I'm gonna cope with it. I'm gonna process it. I'm gonna deal with it. And I'm gonna get up and I'm gonna move forward. That is the attitude. That I'm gonna deal with it. I'm gonna cope from it. I'm gonna heal from it. And then I'm gonna get up and I'm gonna show that nothing can break me. But first I'm gonna process it. Because I'm not gonna let it be under me. I'm not gonna get hurt and then get up. And like for example, like, I'm gonna give you a physical example. You get shot right here in your arm. Okay, you're hurting, you're bleeding, it hurts. Right, but that shot right there, like, for example, a bow and arrow. We're gonna go for a bow and arrow because it's easier to look at. So you get hit with a bow and arrow, right, with an arrow. Right, you have the arrow right there. Right, it's hurting, but you get up and you keep pushing and you keep walking, right? That's bad. What you were supposed to do was, you're supposed to take that arrow out, right? Heal yourself, right? Cure yourself to then get up and then keep on fighting. Okay? You're probably like, wait, but if you're fighting, how are you gonna, like, take a second to heal? Well, you need to hide yourself. You need to deport yourself. You need to go into solitude. They hit you. You're very hurt. You need to hide yourself. You need to go. You need to heal yourself, really, right? Like, in the movies. Like, you know, in the movies, like, when you watch, like, those thrillers, like, action movies, right? And you see, like, these really cool people, because they're pretty cool, right? And they're, like, fighting these bad guys, and then they get hit, and then they're home, and they're like, oh, it hurts so much, whatever. And then they hide. They pretty much, like, go behind something, or they hide or something. they take out whatever it was they were hurt, and they start curing themselves, and then they keep on going. Because if they don't do that, they're not gonna endure, and they're not gonna survive what's coming next. And that's the whole point mentally, right? We looked at it physically, but that's the same thing that happens mentally. We go through these mental attacks, these mental battles, but we forget that we need to heal from those things. And instead, what we do is we just get up and we just keep on going, even though we have those things unprocessed in our minds. And we just get up and keep on going, and then in the long term, we end up worse than we could have been if we had just processed that earlier on. Right, and I just think that's very important to know and to understand. Okay, so I talked a little bit about, and there's going to be a part two to this. So I talked a little bit about my experience processing emotions. I talked a little bit about how Paul has endured. And the next thing we're going to talk in part two is we're going to talk about how Jesus is the ultimate example of someone who endured hardship. So we're going to focus on Jesus on the next part. And we're also going to talk about a few Bible verses that are great to talk about. You know, there's 53 Bible verses that I could talk about, but I'm just going to mention a few and some that I feel are very important. But I'll share the link down below so you can check them out as well in part two. And I'll end this part two as well. Part one and part two, I'll share both. I'll share the links. But yeah. So thank you so much for watching. Thank you so much for listening, if you were listening. And thank you so much for just kind of spending some time with me and being vulnerable with me and learning a little bit about what Paul experienced and, you know, what I've experienced and how we should be enduring with life and how we should be enduring with our things. Okay? So once again, thank you so much for watching. This has been Confident Podcast, where we talk about mental health at a godly level with your host, Miss Emily Dell. And we also make that in your confidence. Okay, guys. So before we leave, let's pray. So if you can, please go ahead and close your eyes, lift up your hands. Obviously, if you're driving, please don't want you to die. But if you can, please do so that we can, because that shows vulnerability, that shows respect to God. And we can be his presence. Okay? So lift up your hands if you can. Close your eyes. So God, we continue in your presence, and we thank you for this episode. We thank you for this time. We thank you for your glory. We thank you, my God, because you are the one and only. You are the God of all gods. You are everything, my Jesus. And we just thank you for this day. We thank you, my God, because today you have allowed us to be vulnerable. You have allowed us to understand that we need to process our emotions. We need to find what's best for us. And the only ways to be able to process these emotions are by praying, by worshiping, by talking to you, by spending time with you, and by finding the things that bring us gratitude and helps us heal, my God. Finding those coping mechanisms for ourselves, my Lord. Thank you for allowing us to understand this and to understand that to endure hardships, we need to heal each and every one of them, my God. We thank you for your glory. We thank you for this day, and we just thank you for everything that you do, my Jesus. We cover this prayer, we cover the lives of every single person that's listening or watching with your blood, your holy arm, and your oil, my Jesus. In the name of Jesus, my God, amen, amen, and amen. Amen, y'all. Thank you so much for watching, and thank you so much for listening, if you did. And if you were watching this on YouTube, please give this video a like, thumbs up, you know what to do. Subscribe and turn on those post notifications so you get notified every time I post another video. And if you're watching this as a podcast, well, you're not watching it, you're listening to it. If you're listening to this as a podcast, please go ahead and give this podcast a rating, follow it, and share it with your abuelita, as well as a YouTube video. Share it with your abuelita. Share it with everybody. And I love it how I'm saying it, abuelita. Like, if I was gringa, I'm not gringa. Abuelita, okay? Share it with the abuelita. All right. So, yeah. Thank you so much for watching, guys. And, yeah. See you in part two. Bye, guys.